From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. NBC News cites two U.S. officials as saying the United States believes it was an intercontinental ballistic missile that North Korea tested Monday evening. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said the provocations would cause economic difficulties for North Korea and that he would not tolerate any threats from Pyongyang. The missile, which was launched from an airport near China's northeastern border with North Korea, landed in Japan's special economic zone, sending shockwaves through Tokyo's political establishment and confirming Beijing's inability to keep Pyongyang in check. U.S.-backed forces have breached the wall around the Old City section of Raqqa, Syria, as they advance a month-old offensive to oust the Islamic State group from its de facto capital. A statement from the U.S.-led coalition on Monday said the Syrian Democratic Forces overcame heavy ISIS resistance and that coalition aircraft used airstrikes to create two 25-meter holes in the Rafika wall away from other points where the militants had planted mines and car bombs. Coalition spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillon said the forces are making a great effort to protect civilians. Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz, announced she was boycotting a Supreme Court hearing on whether to lift her immunity for being tried for unspecified regularities. National Guard troops and riot police took up positions outside the court building in Caracas, where protests against Maduro's government have been raging almost daily for several months. As Venezuela's political crisis has deepened, Ortega has emerged as Maduro's most feared critic. For updates to these stories and more, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.